Well, welcome back. This is the local part, the part that those who listen to the podcast don't get. This is especially for us all here in the Hunter Valley. We were talking about Northern Ireland, and I wondered how many Northern Irish people there are. If you are Northern Irish, then please do speak to me. Please send me an email, theweeflea@gmail.com. I'd just love to hear from you. So many things about Northern Ireland I love. I didn't mention the Ulster Fry, which is just one of the world's greatest, if not the most healthiest, of breakfasts. So I tried to find out how many Ulster people or Northern Irish people there are in our area. Astonishingly, 12% of the population, about 75,000 people, claim to be Irish or have Irish ancestry. I think of the Irish pub just across from our church, which does great food, by the way. But how many of them are Northern Irish? I am not sure. So please do let me know. And then we're thinking about Christmas and Christmas in Newcastle. Lots of Christmas things going on. And I'm going to mention some of them, and I apologize if we don't mention them all. I'm sure Rima will be mentioning many others. There's the Central Church Carols by Christmas Lights on Sunday, December the 21st, 10, 12, or 2 p.m. in Warner's Bay. There's a really big one. I'm amazed at how big this is, which is at Lambton Park on December the 21st, which is run by Hunter Bible Church. It's a very large community carols event with thousands and thousands of people, with live band, kids activities, and a gospel message. Would love to be there, except my own church will be having our own much, much smaller version in Scotskirk. And I love the fact that we can do children's nativity events as well. By the way, I had heard that nativity scenes are being permitted again in Melbourne. Then there's Carols Under the Stars, which is this Sunday from 5:30 p.m. the Gateway Presbyterian Church in Anna Bay. It's an outdoor worship event with carols, lanterns, and teachings on the Incarnation is how they describe it. And this one looks really fascinating. Carols in the Vines, Sunday, December the 14th, 8 p.m. Tyrrell's Wines, the Pocolbin, Hunter Valley Local Church's collaborative vineyard setting for carols, blending faith celebration with regional wine country ambience. That was brilliant. That notion of regional wine country ambience. So how do you celebrate Christmas? I hope you're going to celebrate it with Rima as well. For me personally, I really, really do enjoy listening to carols on various radio stations and various ways of listening to them. I don't know, I sometimes get a bit depressed when I go to the shopping centres and just the crass and vast commercialism of it all. And yeah, no, it is also, isn't it, really nice to be able to give gifts to people. And I am pleasantly surprised at just how many people do go to church at Christmas. Of course, here, Christmas is also the beginning of the summer holidays, the end of the school year, and there are so many other factors tied in with that. But I do hope that every single person listening to this will take the opportunity not only to go to church yourselves, but also to invite others. Now, there is one Christmas tradition that, to me, seems to be in almost every larger community, at least, in the Western world. I'm talking about a musical tradition, not carols. What is it? What does every choral group want to sing? Well, personally, I would love to get to a stage in my church where we could do Bach's Christmas Oratorio. But of what I'm speaking about is Handel's Messiah. I don't know how that has become such a Christmas tradition. I don't think it was particularly well received initially when it started, but the great thing about the Messiah for me is this, and I have an edition of it on vinyl, which is original instruments and a Baroque choir and so on, so it's not as grand as people will often get, but it's stunningly beautiful. And here's the thing about Handel's Messiah. It's all scripture that is being quoted. So I looked up to see where it was happening, and this is just to give a shout out that it's going to happen on this coming Sunday at 2:30 p.m. It lasts for 140 minutes with a 20-minute interval in the Civic Theatre in the Newcastle City Hall on King Street. There's going to be a 100-voice Newcastle University choir. There are soloists, Amy Moore, soprano, Hannah Fraser, mezzo-soprano, Lewis Hurley, tenor, Andrew O'Connor, baritone, and the Christchurch Camerata will be the orchestra with trumpets and timpani with the conductor, Dr. Christopher Allen. I would absolutely have loved to have gone to this, but we have our own 5 o'clock service, so I'll miss that out as well. But I want you to be informed of it because it is so worth going to hear, and I'm sure they will do a great job of it and a great venue for it. So let's leave this local part with some of this Baroque version of Handel's, the wonderful Handel's Messiah.